Jack Grosovic left the skate a little early. Did he get nicked up?
No, he just cramped up. That happens at times, so we kick him off the ice when that happens, and then we'll see where he is tonight. If I had players come back and be 100% fine, loosen up and ready to go, but if he doesn't, then Nick will go in.
Connor Hellebuck will start in net tonight?
Correct.
You had talked yesterday just about weighing that over. Was it just the schedule right now as it is with 2 days off to get him back in there?
He's good 3 and 5. That's a real normal rotation for him. We've got 2 off coming out of it. I don't find, like, our schedule's heavy, but when we come out, but it's also different. Our back-to-back games are road games, which I don't mind, especially the afternoon games, so we're not getting to hotels at 2 in the morning. So even though we're going to play a lot of games here, it's not quite that heavy. And we, as always, we've got a general plan of how we'll rotate our goalies, and we won't leave Lauren out too long.
Same back end tonight with the same 6?
Yeah, everything else changes. It stays the same, sorry.
We saw Dustin Byfuglien having a chat with you at center. Was he offering you any bribes to try and get himself in the lineup?
No, he's good.
Tonight?
You know what? He's felt good for a week now, and we'll get him through. We've got a full practice scheduled here in a couple of days, first time in a long time, and that'll be a good indicator of where he's at. He'll go full on in that, and we'll make a decision how he comes back the next day.
You saw this Ducks team a couple of weeks ago, but they're going to look very different tonight, and Corey Perry, I think, is coming back. Patrick Eaves may be in. They've made a couple trades since he last played, so what are you expecting from them?
Well, we'll just take the personnel aside because we don't know how that structures out just yet. I'm expecting the same game that Boston played in terms of where their legs are, right? So they get a big long break, and then but they get 2 days of practice. So we're expecting them to be fresh and really, really fast, like Boston was. Try not to give up 20 in the first and go from there.
Well, it's an odd scenario with the schedule.
Yeah.
How do you look at that? I mean, is it an advantage either way?
It depends on how each team reacts to it, right? If you get an NHL team, you give them 7 days off, or they had a big long break there, and then 2 days of practice, you would think that they're going to be rolling, legs are fresh, and out they go. Take 9 days off in an NHL schedule, where the hands are, I don't know anybody can anticipate. That's the challenge that they have, 4 and 6 for us. And coming out of the break was a tough one. You got everybody flying, and then we go to Philly, and then it's back-to-back. I felt that in this block of 4, all 4 of our opponents had the advantage on us coming into the game. I thought that Boston did, getting to practice at home and not having to travel, or Philly did. Not having to travel practice on Boston certainly did 2 days on the ice before they get us on back-to-back. Columbus is 2 and 3, and we're 3 and 4. And then they hit us 4 and 6. But this scenario plays itself out. It's unusual with the big block of time, but the idea plays itself out that you're going to play a chunk of your games at a disadvantage, and if that is the deciding factor, you're not making the playoffs, right? Between injuries and travel, you hit a bunch of nights where the other team's got a little more jump, so you have to be sharp, execute a little faster, be simple, keep your game and to a place that you minimize your risk with what you do with the puck, and that's all part of the National Hockey League life. So there's no, these are factors, they just can never become excuses for how you play. And so you've all seen enough hockey to know that all those things don't matter when the puck drops, right? You've seen beat-up teams that have a horrible schedule and they're on the road, they're supposed to lose, and they win by 5. And the other is true. So it's we'll think about it. We don't talk a whole lot about it. We'll drop the puck and go.
Paul, what have you noticed about how Nick Batanas handled the extended absence time?
That's a tough role for him, and we've been a pretty good team now for a while in terms of our record over the last 2 months, so there hasn't been a spot to get him into the lineup, but he's done it as he's always. He's worked real hard. He's going to come out, and I think if he plays in the lineup tonight, he's going to play great. He was really good in Van in his last game. We were, as the schedule, we were dragging ourselves into that game, and their goaler was pretty good, but he was one of the bright spots in Vancouver.
If you have to plug him in, I mean, do you plug him on the fourth and make a few other moves?
I haven't done that yet. It happened in the warm-up. I did my broadcasters' meetings. I'll talk to you, and then we'll go back and start talking about that. But we'll take a look at what we can anticipate, we think, from Anaheim in terms of their structure, what matchups we'd be looking for. I moved the lines around a little bit last game. We'll have to decide whether I want to stay with that idea or go to a more simple format in general, as you've seen over the years. I think here, the first option I take is to make as few changes as possible when the player comes in.